This conference is being recorded.
This is Don Hussig with Cancer Action Network, and you're listening to Loving the Earth Pollution Free Radio. Joining us this morning is Dave Arkett, the director of the Haudenosaunee Environmental Task Force. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Donald.
Let's start. Give me a little bit more. You know, you can do a better intro than I've given you so far. So, you know, a few more words about yourself for the listeners.
Okay, my name is David Arquette. I just recently been appointed the director of the Haudenosaunee Environmental Task Force. But before then, you know, I worked on several other environmental issues, you know, concerning Akwesasne, you know, with the pollution, the industries, and the contamination of the St. Lawrence River and the Great Lakes, and so been involved in all of those issues beforehand. And the Haudenosaunee Environmental Task Force is made up of the Haudenosaunee Nations that are that consist of the Mohawks, the Oneidas, the Onondagas, the Cougars, the Senecas, and the Tuscaroras. And its membership is made of the each of the people's environmental technicians that are working on environmental matters in their communities and working along with the Haudenosaunee leadership to address these environmental concerns that, you know, directly impact our environment.
Well, you certainly have a place of, you know, great importance in environmental protection, considering, you know, how widespread is that, you know, that group of various Haudenosaunee peoples? You know, over what kind of land area does that extend?
Well, we have territories, you know, that is, you know, vast, you know, among many areas, you know, starting in southern Quebec.
Okay.
You know, it's not, you know, mostly based in New York State. We have communities in Canada. We network with communities out there, yeah, some of our sister communities in Canada, like in Quebec and Ontario, and then we even network with the people that has been, you know, relocated in Wisconsin with the Oneida Nations, and and coming about around to the southern tier with the working with the Tuscaroras.
Please share with us the Mohawk knowledge concerning the relationship between people and the earth, Dave.
Well, the Mohawk knowledge is shared knowledge between the Haudenosaunee.
Okay.
Like I mentioned before, you know, this is knowledge that is, you know, shared by each of the nations that is made up of the Haudenosaunee. And that is, we are part of the earth. We come from the earth, we roam about the earth for such a short while, and then when we are finished here, we return to the earth. Everything that we need to sustain life comes from the earth and our environment. So, we consider the earth as our mother because she takes care of us, just like any other mother would do for any child. We are all her children, and that is why she takes care of us. Here is a Haudenosaunee statement on the environment. Whenever we go to different places, to all over the world, to talk about environment, this is what is always said. The Haudenosaunee have a unique spiritual, cultural, and historic relationship with the land, which is embodied in the Gayanelet Goa, the Great Law of Peace. This relationship goes far beyond federal, state, and legal concepts of ownership, possession, or other legal rights. The Haudenosaunee are one with the land and all that depends on the land, and consider ourselves a part of it. It is the duty of the nation leaders and its people to work for the healing of the land, to protect it, and to pass it on to the future generations. What we are saying is, we are all one people, we're all one land, and we all must work together to protect it for the future generations.
It must be truly wonderful being part of something, you know, that beautiful and that, you know, just serious and important and special, and, you know, just, wow, you are truly very fortunate to be, you know, the head of that. You know, it's wonderful. How does the Haudenosaunee Environmental Task Force make use of this knowledge you've just shared with us, this Haudenosaunee knowledge, when acting to protect environmental quality?
Well, we have an environmental protection model that is based on our Thanksgiving address. For those people don't know about the Thanksgiving addresses, this is something that's been handed down to the people that reminds us that our environment is pretty delicate, and that we must not do anything to upset the balance of that delicate nature. And so if we do abuse it or take advantage of it in any way, then, you know, these things that we are dependent on, life here on Earth, they may leave here. They may leave the Earth here forever, and then we'll never see them again. And so then, you know, then our families will suffer, and then our future generations will suffer because of it. So we have developed an environmental protection model based on this, so that, you know, when we look at something that comes into our territories, like some industry or project or whatever, we look at it as how this will impact all those elements of creation, all those things that we are dependent on. Like, first we look at it and see how it impacts the people. And then, if that's okay, you know, it doesn't impact the people in any way, you know, impacts our health, you know, or displaces us in any way. And then we look at, you know, how it impacts the Mother Earth, you know, how it upsets the land base and everything that's that is involved with that, you know, the land, the soils, and all those things underneath that make up the earth. And then we look at, you know, how it impacts the plants, the trees, the animals, and the waters, and all those things that are mentioned in our Thanksgiving address, you know. And then we look at, you know, how it impacts, you know, all those other things too that are associated with Earth, but what is important for us to live here on Earth, like the air, the thunderers, the rains, and everything else we give thanks for, the stars, the sun, the moon, and then how, you know, how it would, you know, favor the our Creator, and how He has brought us into this world, and how we view things. And so that's what our motto is based on. It's pretty comprehensive, and we even proposed this motto to EPA, and EPA even thought it was a pretty protective motto, more protective than whatever they use. Because EPA, you know, breaks things down into components, and, you know, they look at specific things, how it just, you know, relates to this, say, wetlands, or say, how it relates, you know, how it impacts air, you know, and they don't, or how it impacts the waters, you know. It looks at it separately, where ours, you know, looks at everything in between, and everything that's connected to each other, and don't put up those barriers in between those different elements.
Well, hopefully they'll have the opportunity to, you know, learn more and more about your model for, you know, doing this, you know, this careful work of environmental protection. Please tell us about some of the recent projects that have been carried out by your task force.
Well, one thing recently, based on our model, one thing the Haudenosaunee has been doing is been looking at this issue of hydrofracking really closely, and how it how it impacts our environment.
Yep.
And, you know, we've used our model using this hydrofracking, and we know that it impacts everything in our environment. And so that's what we have taken on, this issue of hydrofracking and everything that it does, it uses, you know. I don't know if you're familiar with the hydrofracking fluid.
I'm becoming more and more familiar with it.
Yes, and you know the chemicals that it uses, you know, there's a lot of chemicals that are, you know, impact people's health and the environment. And so we know if those get released in our environment, you know, it's definitely going to impact our health. So that's a project, you know, that we have taken on and, you know, really serious about, and want others to seriously take a look at this issue too. And hopefully we're working with other environmental organizations in the region to try and stop this from, you know, coming into our region and harming our environment.
Tell me, do you have any, is there any, say, like website address or anything that we could go to find out, you know, what some of the decisions you've made about the, you know, the hydrofracking?
Yes, we have a statement on hydrofracking on our website, and that is www.hetf.org.
Okay. Yeah, so www.hetf for Haudenosaunee Environmental Task Force.org. Okay, that sounds great, because I'm very interested in this, actually. It's, some of my friends are down in the Tompkins County area, and they've been just, you know, trying so hard to stop this this shale gas exploitation from taking place down there.
Yeah. And that's what we figured. The only way to stop this thing from coming by happening is to work together on it.
Yep, such a big thing, you know. When they have so many, you know, they're so exempt from Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and they're just, it's truly an awful situation that we're in. And thank the good spirits and the earth for groups like yours that are able to, you know, jump into this and work a steady way to create a good result, rather than just letting industry do as it just mindlessly, you know, greedily chooses. You know, I'm just so glad you're doing that. What part does Native American spirituality play in the work of protecting the earth?
Well, like I said before, spirituality plays a big part in it. And in our Thanksgiving address, we use that because all those things that we mention in there have a special relationship to us. We make them a part of our family, and it's hard to harm any member of your family. Like, for instance, you know, the earth is our mother. And when we mentioned the foods, the corn, beans, and squash are considered our three sisters. The plants, the trees, the medicine, the birds, and the animals, they are considered our teachers, because they teach us to work in harmony with our environment. And then we also mention, you know, our elder brother, the sun, our grandfathers, the thunderers, and then grandmother moon, and so on. So everything has a spirit. Everything has a right to exist here on Earth, and we must respect those rights.
Well, that's such a your culture. You know, you're like kind of the way your minds, you know, are this, your Native American minds. I've always found it just so appealing and attractive. It just seems like so much more beautiful than anything that I know anything about. Being a part of, you know, the West so much, and you know, the Western kind of European culture, like thing, this you know American kind of society and worldview, and I'm trying to, you know, get away from that and move more toward your ways of thinking, and I'm just so happy that you give me this interview.
You're welcome. Thanks for giving me the time on your show.
Well, thanks, Dave. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye.